Praise the Lord. The message number 177. The title of the message is Watchman, Part 10. And we will speak in this message about the ministry of Levi, the Levites. Let's open our Bible to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, and verse 8 to 11. And in this chapter, Moses pronounced blessing to each and every tribe of Israel, and verse 8 to 11, he pronounced the blessing about Levi. Verse 8 say, about Levi he said, your Thummim and Urim belong to the man you favored. You tested him at Massa. You contended with him at the waters of Meribah. He said of his father and mother, I have no regard for them. He did not recognize his brothers or acknowledge his own children, but he watched over your word and guarded your covenant. He teaches your precepts to Jacob and your law to Israel. He offers incense before you and whole burnt offerings on your altar. Bless all his skills, O Lord, and be pleased with the work of his hands. Smite the loins of those who rise up against him. Strike his foes till they rise no more. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we bless you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this time and opportunity that you give to us to come and to listen and to learn from your word. I pray that you raise up watchmen and watchwomen who will watch over your word to be fulfilled, and they will guard your covenant and they will serve you, Lord, wholeheartedly. I pray the message will encourage your people and your servant to stand firm and to do your will in full. I pray that people get delivered from compromises and they will live their life to please God, not to please people. I pray, Lord, that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people and your servants, and you will reap and you will receive the harvest that you expect to see in the life of your church. We thank you and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Levi is the tribe of the Israelite that God had chosen to be his priest, in order to teach his people his ways and to serve him at the tent of meeting. They are the workers and they are the watchmen who would take care and perform all the duty at the sanctuary. God called the Levite and he assigned to them their precise duties and responsibility and the thing that they are ought to do in the tabernacle of God. We can read part of these duties in the book of Numbers, chapter 18, verse 1 to verse 7. They are the watchmen who are responsible to perform the ministries. No one should get involved. And even now in the in our life as a church, those who are committed to God, those who are watching for God's word and guarding their covenant and their commitment to God and obedient to his laws and commands, they will be the one to serve the Lord with us. The Lord said to Aaron, you, your sons and your family are to bear the responsibility for offenses connected with the sanctuary, and you and your sons alone are to bear the responsibility for offenses connected with the priesthood. Bring your fellow Levites from your sister tribes to join you and assist you when you and your sons minister before the tent of the covenant. They are to be responsible to you and are to perform all the duties of the tent, but they must not go near the furnishing of the sanctuary or the altar. Otherwise, both they and you will die. They are to join you and be responsible for the care of the tent of meeting, all the work at the tent, and no one else may come near where you are. You are to be responsible for the care of the sanctuary and the altar, so that my wrath will not fall on the Israelites again. I myself have selected your fellow Levites from among the Israelites as a gift to you, dedicated to the Lord, to do the work at the tent of meeting. But only you and your sons may serve as a priest in connection with everything at the altar and inside the curtain. I am giving you the service of the priesthood as a gift. Anyone else who comes near the sanctuary is to be put to death. Now here, the Levites were favored by God to serve the Lord. Aaron was favored to be the priest, he and his sons, and he gave to him the Levites as a gift, and they'll be the workers to help him. Certain duties he will do, they should not do, and the rest of the duties to care for the tent of the meeting and the tabernacle is to be done by the Levites, not the rest of the tribes. Here in the New Testament, we can say that the priests are the pastors. The Levites are the workers who help in doing the ministry. The pastor is the priest, the leading for the church. And the Levites are the workers who perform the rest of the duties and responsibilities. Certain things only the pastor will do. Other things, the Levites, as they are given to the pastor as a gift to help him, they will do the rest of the ministry. You know, when God called the Israelites, he said to Moses to tell all the Israelites the following. We can read in the book of Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 to verse 8, what God spoke to Moses when he called the Israelites. He told him, "Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites." So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and said before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. The people all responded together, "We will do everything the Lord had said." So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. From what God had instructed Moses, we can understand that the whole community are called to be kingdom of priests and to be a holy nation. And as we have read, that the old people, they responded verbally to the call of God and agree upon it. They said to Moses, "We will do everything the Lord has said." The same for us today. We who are in Christ Jesus, we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation of God, as we can read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So here, God had called everyone to serve Him. And as we have read in the Old Testament, he said to Moses to tell the whole Israelites that you will be my kingdoms of priests. And in 1 Peter tonight, declare that we are a royal priesthood. Then how it comes that the Levites were chosen to be the priests and the workers at the tabernacle and the tent of the tent of meeting. God truly had chosen Aaron and his son to be priests, and possibly because Aaron was tested and his sons were, they were with him. Aaron was tested because he stood with Moses when he went to Pharaoh. And truly we can read that God had chosen Aaron, his son, to be a priest. As we can read of what God had told Moses in the book of Exodus chapter 28 verse 1 and 2, he told him, he told Moses, have Aaron your brother brought to you from the among the Israelites, along with his sons Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Itamar, so they may serve me as a priest. Make sacred garments for your brother Aaron to give him dignity and honor. So here, most likely because Aaron stood with Moses and with the message of the Lord, God had chosen him. But the Lord truly tested the Levites before he confirmed to them their service and ministry. The Lord called them and he favored them to minister and to be priests who will spiritually guide his people with Thummim and with the Urim decision making. But that was not without testing and approving their faithfulness unto God. In the same way, in the New Testament, when God calls us, when God calls you, God will test you. We'll see that you will stand with him and his word, and you will guard and keep the covenant as the Levites did, or no. Many they say that many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but if they are not willing to submit to God's will, God cannot work with them. That's why there'll be segregation. Even when among the sons of Aaron, two of them, they disobey God when they make an unauthorized fire and God put them to death. God have no regard to man. The Levites were tested in certain occasion. The first occasion that had been mentioned here in book of Deuteronomy chapter 33 in verse 8 about Levi, he said, your Thummim and Urim belong to the man you favored. You tested him at Massa, you contended with him at the waters of Meribah. So why God favored Levi? Because the Lord tested him. He was tested on the occasion of Massa. The meaning of Massa is testing. And he was tested at the water of Meribah. The meaning of Meribah is quarreling. You know, when the people, they went out of Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea and they went to the desert, they don't have water. This is the place at Massa where the Israelites were testing the Lord and quarreling with Moses, asking him to reproduce water for them to drink. Finally, as we know that the Lord enabled Moses to bring out water to them from the rock. And it seemed from Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 8 of what we read about Levi that God favored him and God tested him and contented with him and he was approved by God. It seemed most likely that the Levite stood with Moses and assisted him in his stand with the Lord. What we conclude here that the true workers and royal priesthood, the royal priests of God, will not quarrel and test the Lord and question his presence in their midst. They will trust God. They will go forward in the trials, even there's dryness, snow water, no provision, but they will continue to stand firm with the Lord and with the leaders to do the work of God and the will of God. The Levites also were tested again on the car in the account of the golden calf. That is in, we can read the whole chapter of Book of Exodus, chapter 32. We know that when Moses went up, the people went to Aaron and they told him, make us a god, and Aaron make to them a calf from gold. And we know that God instructed Moses to go down, and Moses faced the people and Aaron with the situation. And at that occasion, Moses challenged the whole Israelites. He told them, whoever is for the Lord to come to him. Only the Levites responded to God's call. In Exodus chapter 32, verses 25 and 26, we can read the following. Moses saw that the people were running wild and that Aaron had let them get out of control and so become a livestock to their enemies. So he stood at the entrance to the camp and said, whoever is for the Lord, come to me. And all the Levites rallied to him. So here the Levites were tested. The call of God through the mouth of Moses, whoever is for the Lord, come to me. So everyone hears the call of God, but only the Levites, they responded. Indeed, the Levite executed the command of God through his servant Moses. What Moses told them in verse 27 and what they did in verse 28. Then he said to them, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Each man should drop a sword to his side, go back and forth through the camp from one end to the other, each killing his brother and friend and neighbor. In verse 28, the Levites did as Moses commanded, and that day about 3,000 of the people died. They truly showed no regard to blood ties, relatives, when it came to God's word and when it came to God's command and God's covenant. It truly was mentioned, he said of his father and mother, I have no regard for them. He did not recognize his brothers or acknowledge his own children, but he watched over your word and guarded your covenant. Moses is telling to God that the Levites, they did not show any regards to their relative, to their brother, to their sisters, because they want to follow your word. They want to keep the covenant with you. With what they did, God's calling for them was confirmed. With what the Levites did, God's calling for them was approved and confirmed. In verse 29, Exodus chapter 32, verse 29, then Moses said, you have been set apart to the Lord today, for you were against your own sons and brothers, and he has blessed you this day. Which time? Here the Lord approved and blessed the Levite as his workers for the tabernacle, and to be from them the priesthood of God, to stand and to minister, is when they stood with the Lord, not with the people. And what the Lord also said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37, anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. That is in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. So here we can see clearly that as God called you to serve him, you have to stand firm with him in his word, not with the blood ties relative. Jesus acted the same. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 to verse 50, we can read the following. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." He replied to him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sisters and mother." So here Jesus shows us the same message. As workers, we should not go along our emotions and feeling and compromise. The covenant of the priesthood was also confirmed with Phinehas. We know that Phinehas is the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron. What he did, Phinehas, we can read that in Numbers chapter 25, verse 10 to 13. The Lord said to Moses, "Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, has turned my anger away from the Israelites. Since he was as zealous for my honor among them as I am, I did not put an end to them in my zeal. Therefore, tell him I am making my covenant of peace with him. He and his descendants will have a covenant of lasting priesthood because he was zealous for the honor of his God and made atonement for the Israelite." Phinehas intercede. He stood with God and he did certain action that the Lord wrath, God did not send his wrath and consume the Israelite. God was at peace with Phinehas and confirm his covenant of peace with him and his descendants because Phinehas stood firm for the Lord when he killed an Israelite man and the Midianite woman whom he brought to his tent and had adultery with her, as that which we can read in Numbers chapter 25 verse 6 to 8. That's what he did, Phinehas. Then an Israelite man brought into a camp a Midianite woman right before the eyes of Moses and the whole assembly of Israel while they were weeping at the entrance to the tent of meeting. When Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw this, he left the assembly, took a spear in his hand and followed the Israelite into the tent. He drove the spear into both of them, right through the Israelite man and into the woman's stomach. Then the plague against the Israelites was stopped. He killed them on the spot. Adultery gone against God's will in front of the people. That's what God wants us to stand firm. When there is sin, we have to confront. The same for you today. If you stand firm with the Lord and side with him and not with the people, the Lord will confirm his covenant of peace with you and your children and your family and your disciples. And you will live a peaceful life because you prove your faithfulness to the Lord. We, as a priest, called to rebuke and discipline those in the body of Christ, whoever they are, who live in sin as doing immorality, stealing, adultery, cheating, slandering, gossiping, making troubles. We are called to deal with them. And we will do well, and you will do well, and the Lord will be with us if we stand firm with him. God's blessing will flow to you, flow into our life, and to the people who are under our care if we stand firm with God. What are the privileges if you are a faithful watchman and watch with God to fulfill his word and also guard the covenant with him and to keep his laws and commands to flow in the life of the church and the people? What are the What are the privileges going to get from God? What are the things that we receive from God? Why are we in the Yavur? To keep watching for His word to be fulfilled. To keep guarding our covenant and our commitment with Him for what? First, God would give authority for us to lead others into God's will. What He say in Book of Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 8. About Levi, He said, your Thummim and Urim belong to the man you favored. The Thummim and Urim are used to make God's will and decision for the people, what they will do. God will give you the wisdom. God will give us the wisdom and authority to guide others and help them to grasp and see God's will clearly. As we obey God and stand with Him, He can show us clearly what is His will in the life of His people, and we can instruct them of what they need to do. Second, the authority. God will give us authority to teach His word. What He saying in verse 10, Book of Deuteronomy chapter 33, He teaches your precepts to Jacob and your law to Israel. As you continue to obey God, you will be an authenticated person with genuine motive toward God and His word, and the Lord will approve you as a teacher for His decrees and commands. What else the Lord will give? He will give the authority and approval to serve God. He offers incense before you and whole burnt offering on your altar. Your integrity and your stand with God, your good stand with the Lord will pave a way for you to be approved as God's servant. Everyone will know that you are God's man, you are the man of God, you are God's servant. Because you stood with the Lord, your integrity will be approved by God, and God will make it clear to the people. As a watchman, all this privilege God will give the privilege to declare to the people God's will, and He will give you insight to see through the Holy Spirit into people's life and help them and guide them. God will give you authority to teach others His word in the right way. God will give you also approval that you will be well known, and the people will seek and come to you to help them to come to know God in a better way. The Lord also will be pleased with your work and ministry. And what Moses prayed to the God for Levi in verse 11, Book of Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 11, bless all his skills, O Lord, and be pleased with the work of his hands. The Lord will bless your ministry and will make it shine before men. God will bless the work of your hand. Everything that you put your hand on, He will bless. And He will use your ministry and your service as an instrument to bring the light of God in the lives of other men in order to draw them near to God and guide others into His ways. What else? The Lord will fight and deal with your enemies. As we can read in verse 11, smite the loins of those who rise up against him. Strike his foes till they rise no more. That is the prayer of Moses to those who will oppose the Levites, that God will fight against them. God will strike them. You don't need to fight. God will fight your battle. The outcome of your life and ministry is bound with your commitment to God and how you will keep that His word, keep watching that His word will be fulfilled. And as you persevere to keep your commitment, covenant with the Lord, all these wonderful promises will come through in your life, and God will use you mightily. You will be having a fruitful ministry, effective, approved by God. You can help others, you can guide them, you can strengthen them. You know, those who do the ministry but they compromise with the people, actually they are not helping the people, they are just harming them, they are misleading them themselves. They cannot lead because they don't have God's approval, they don't have the Holy Spirit insight and wisdom. They cannot see clearly how they cannot tell others what they need to do, because themselves they are not able to discern, because they have break their covenant with God and compromise and stood with the people. Be watchmen for God's word to be fulfilled. Keep and guard your covenant with the Lord. I pray that the message will bring repentance into your life, to know and be aware that compromises God will not approve, and God will not bless. God will bless you when you stand with Him. Don't be afraid of people. Don't be afraid of relatives or friends or neighbors or parents or brothers or sisters or leaders, whoever they are. Stand with God, and God will fight for you the battle, and God will convince them and make them at peace with you as you continue to obey. Oh God, I pray and I thank you for your word today. Let your word bring light in the life of your church and your people. Raise up people who stand with you. As Moses said, who is for the Lord, let come to me. I pray that you raise up with me many people and leaders and workers and priests, pastors, teachers, prophets, who are willing to stand with your word, so that we can serve you together and help others to know you. Help them and give them and direct them with your will and your word. Oh God, I pray for our enemies. You deal with them. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will lead us in victory, O Lord, from strength to strength, to continue to preach your word and make disciples and reach the lost all over the world. We thank you and we praise you. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.